Good morning, Adam Gilchrist. It's a parade for Vladimir Putin. Let's talk about politicians who don't know when to leave. The Russian president's controversial re-election for a fifth presidential term.
Yeah, politicians that hang on. Sometimes it's better the devil you know, isn't it, than the devil you don't. In the case of Vladimir Putin, I think we'd probably rather the alternative, but there we are. It's not our choice. It was the choice of Russians, sort of, up to a point, kind of. He got 80% of the available vote, as we now know. And there was this Moscow rally, which also, it wasn't just about Vladimir Putin's re-anointment. It was also about the 10th anniversary of Russia's annexation of Crimea, or as they put it, the freedom of Crimea, which was one of the five parts of Ukraine that got to vote Putin back in. Germany called it a pseudo-election, the EU, US, UK, others. But there are some who are supportive. I haven't detected an official note from South Africa on the re-election of President Putin. I think you're probably playing a bit of a neutral card on this in governmental terms, a straight bat, shall we say. But China, Iran, North Korea and India have all expressed support for President Putin. Now, there's a needs must. We know that about trade ties and so forth. And sometimes you kind of wince at the trade ties that your own country's doing. Don't tee off the neighbor, etc. Mm. But India, the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi offered warm congratulations. So we're talking about the elected leader of the world's largest democracy saluting an election where opponents were jailed, exiled, or killed. I'm sorry, Mr. Modi, I don't get that.
I'm going to jump through to Margaret Thatcher and Adolf Hitler. London museums put the two together.
Yeah, talking about devils you know and devils you don't. So a little bit of hot water here, actually, for the Victoria and Albert Museum in London. So we're not talking about stuff that we've nicked this time. We're talking about a new exhibition that is actually looking at how humour plays a role in the depiction of villains. And it's obviously often there. And going back into the 19th century, it was there with the devil. And alcohol was always depicted as being evil. And Jack the Ripper. There was this humour, not at the time, but afterwards. Adolf Hitler, again, likewise. Osama bin Laden and Margaret Thatcher, the British Conservative Prime Minister, 1979 to 1990. To some, she was the mother of entrepreneurship in the 1980s, to other, a destroyer of communities. Did she create wealth or did she destroy the working class? She was booed by some, remember, during her funeral procession through London. So there's a certain kind of Punch and Judy villainy to that. But to equate her still to mass murderers and vile dictators, harsh, and given that the V&A Museum is essentially funded by the government and currently a Conservative government, you can see why some feathers have been ruffled.
Adam Gilchrist, that's where we'll leave it today. Really appreciate your time. Chat to you tomorrow for the Wednesday edition of The World View with Adam Gilchrist.